Blog Talk Radio.
Empire State of Mind. Let's go.
Things are looking up. I'm ready for tonight. I feel good, real good. Can't nobody hold me down. I'm gonna take advantage of all these flashing lights. Cause it's the best time for it. We can do it
all right now.
The road at the end, pretty girls, cars, and bankrolls, gold and platinum plaques, a couple million souls, fans screaming they love me, selling out my shows, I put in hard work, look, if you don't get your all, then it won't work, I've been waiting on this big solution, giving birth, gotta believe in yourself and gotta know your worth, I did it clean as a whistle, stayed away from dirt, I told you I'ma get it, everybody they talking, I dreamt about how I'm living, reality was written, I put effort in my vision, that's why I hustle so hard to be the best that ever did it, oh!
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome, welcome on this gorgeous, gorgeous Monday evening to the Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey Gordon. I am your host, Ken Gordon, and I have by my side none other than the beautiful, vivacious, the lovely Mrs.
Kelsey Gordon, and we are super, super, super excited that you decided to join us on this evening. So, you know, this is a fabulous Monday. So, without further ado, I believe we have some wonderful announcements that need to happen tonight, Ken.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So tonight, first things first, welcome again to the Success Factor. If you're listening online live at blogtalkradio.com/destinyempowermentradio, thank you so much for joining us. If you're trying to find us, see that little link there with the blue that says Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey, click it and come on in here, and we'll be more than happy to hear from you. Also, for those of you who are on the line right now, get yourselves together because we're going to have a wonderful ride tonight. Call in at 646-564-9774. Those who are already called in, thank you so much for joining. Text your friends, tweet them, Instagram them, Facebook them, however you can get them on here. Let them know that Ken and Kelsey are on the line tonight. Also, first announcement that we have is our fine lineup of shows that are geared for the Destiny Empowerment Network, starting on Sundays with none other than our man, Mr. Montavian Morrow. He comes at you every Sunday night with Keeping It Together with Montavian Morrow. He is your relationship coach, talking to you about everything from marriage to divorce, to single parents, sex, whatever it is that's going on in your relationship, he can help you out with it. And definitely, definitely want to tune into him each and every Sunday night from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Central Time. He'll be more than happy. He'll be more than easy to answer any of your questions. Also, we also have the Success Factor each and every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m., which you're on with us right now. And we have the Business Makeover edition of the Destiny Empowerment Radio Network, hosted by none other than Miss Sharice Riley, usually done each and every Tuesday night from 6 p.m. till 6:45 p.m. Central Time. Now, with all of these wonderful announcements, Kelsey, I'm so excited about today's show. How about yourself? Hello, Kelsey.
Yes, I am. I'm here. I'm sorry. We're having technical difficulties. So I am very excited about today's show. This artist that we have coming on the show tonight is such a wonderful artist. I mean, she's beautiful inside and out, and, you know, she has so much to give, and she's up and coming, and we want the listening audience to know exactly what we know about her. So I know that Kendrick, I think we're going to go into a quick commercial break at this point.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We are going to be doing a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we have special guest artists, special guest neo soul gospel artists. And we'll find out a little bit more about what neo soul gospel is when we come back. Miss Takara Hyde. So be on alert. Get your friends on the line while we go to this quick commercial break. And we'll be right back with the Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey right after this.
Lynette Appling Ministries is dedicated to helping women from around the world understand their destiny and purpose through developing an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Lynette Appling is a preacher, teacher, international author, entrepreneurial, gifted psalmist, and humanitarian. Her message of empowerment has cultivated and changed millions of women's lives around the world. To get her newest release, Women Define, Breaking Free from Emotional Torment book, and other products, or to have Lynette Appling at your next event, please go to www.lynetteapplingministry.org or call 330-284-8583. Again, the number is 330-284-8583.
All right, all right, all right. We are back with the Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey Gordon, and we are back right now. I just want to give you a little update. The month of June is all about the music. We have had wonderful guests each and every Monday, and we are coming through live to just give you one more beautiful artist who has come through and is making her breakthrough through the neo soul gospel area, and we are so excited to have her with us today. And if I could just bring her on right now. None other than the beautiful Mrs. Takara L. Hi. Takara,
hey,
you are on air.
Hey, how's it going? Hi,
right,
how
doing
are you?
Right.
Hi, Ken. How are y'all doing?
We're doing fine.
All right.
How are you?
I'm doing good. A little nervous, but I'm good.
Don't be nervous. Don't be nervous. So, you know, our listening audience, you know, we have been looking forward to bringing you on the show, as we've talked about. So, you know what? The first question that I know that is burning up everybody's ears is, who is Takara Hyde? Who are you?
Wow.
Where'd you come from? Who are you? I mean, give us the whole gamut. Who is this beautiful? Who is this thing? Who is this lady?
You're so silly, Kelsey. Well, Takara is a sweet, anointed woman of God who loves Jesus and loves music, all genres of music. Takara is a great wife, a great mother, a friend, a great sister, a great daughter, who, you know, is accepting the fact that I am chosen to be a light to the world right now. So that is who Takara is.
Awesome. So I have a question for you. So, you know, where is Takara from? Like, where are your roots at? Where did you get your beginnings and everything at?
Well, I'm originally from Arkansas, a little small town in Arkansas called McNeil, Arkansas. It's right outside of Magnolia, Arkansas, and I grew up there. And once I graduated from high school, we moved out here in 2001 in Dallas, and I've been here ever since, almost 14 years.
All right. Cool.
Yeah.
So in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, as far as you know, things that you've done, places where you've sung, give us some insights, especially for our Dallas audience. That's in attendance tonight. Let us know where you've sung at, where we've been seeing you, where we may have seen you, where we may be seeing you. You know, let us know where Takara's been hanging out over the past 14 years.
Well, I got my roots originally from, like I said, I'm originally from Arkansas. Shout out to Bethany Baptist Church is where I grew up, and I've been singing since age of 5. And once I moved out here in 2001, I became a member at Trinity Temple Full Gospel Church, where Bishop J. Bourbon Ransom is still the bishop there. And I sung with the recording choir at Trinity Temple. And from there, I sung with numerous of groups and back up some famous gospel local artists. And I also was in all females group called Virtuous Praise back in the early 2000s. And from there, I joined Christian Chapel, Temple of Faith, and I'm singing in various choirs there and as well, just singing at local churches and weddings and anything that I can pretty much get my hands on, I'm there.
All right. So definitely putting your gift to use in any possible way.
Oh, yes, of course. Always. I love music.
I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
So who would you say are you the most influential artist?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Kelsey. There's so many artists, and I love all genres of music, and that's one of the hardest questions you can ask a person like me is, like, which one is your favorite? There's so many, but I love the Clark sisters, all of them. I love Mary. I love some of the local artists here, like Daryl and Latoya Blair, Angela Blair. I love Tone. Tommy Young West. I got most of my teaching from Tommy Young West. So she's a great, 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 great minister of music. Up and coming artist Ethan Kitt. I got a chance to meet him in person, and let's say a bunch of more. Cornell Morrell. He's a Texan here, and he's produced from many, many, many artists. Donna Lawrence, Hezekiah Walker, I love Stevie Wonder, Jill Scott. The list goes on and on. The Durham family, there's some of the local talent here in the Metroplex. So the talent just goes on and on. The list goes on and on of gospel and soulful artists that I really admire.
That's amazing. So my question to you is, like, what do you want your audience to gain from each time that you perform or minister in song?
Well, I think the real reason that I'm called to be a minister of song is I'm a light, you know, and it took me a long, long, long time to get to this place to understand that I am a light. And I want them to understand that this is coming from the heart. It's coming from God's vault. This is not something I'm sitting down writing on my own. This is words from God's vault. And he deals with me in dreams. And so this project and anything that I sing is always going to be from the heart, you know. So that's pretty much what they can expect of me, is I'm giving all of me, you know, with my music. Yep.
Awesome. So, like, what is your greatest strength musically? What do you think your greatest strength is musically?
Well, I love to sing. High notes are my thing. And the higher the note, the harder the challenge. Bring it on, you know. So that's pretty much me.
So you really want to get up there.
I loved all octaves of music, and I mean all of it. But the higher the note, the harder the challenge. So I love that. And my voice is so sultry and soulful that, you know, it's hard to find good musicians that will be able to follow me sometimes, you know. So when I find that one good musician that follows me, I'm like, yes, you know, good, because it's hard, you know, for people to follow me when I sing, because my voice is so soft, it's airy, but it's very powerful, you know. It can get very powerful, but I love high notes. I know my choirs be like, oh, she gonna push us, but, you know, that's just trend. I love high notes. Kelsey, you know.
I remember somebody calling the soprano section a fearless group of young ladies at one point
in time,
and my goodness,
I know they hate to see me coming, Ken.
Wow. Okay, so I mean, in that vein, so like, starting right now, describe to me and the listening audience, what is neo soul gospel? Because we know neo soul from like your Jill Scott's, your D'Angelo's, your Tony Rich's, your Erykah Badu's, people like that have that neo soul vibe flavor going on. So tell us what that is in the gospel aspect of music.
Well, it's pretty much the same thing. It's just, you know, it's very more calming, more it gives a more eclectic feel to the music. It's pretty much the same thing, except it's God all the way through it. I mean, it's just the rhythm, the beats, and it's just very calm. And the reason why I chose to go to this genre and a mixture of jazz and neo-soul is because this is pretty much where I am. For a long time, I struggled with whether or not I wanted to go R&B or stay gospel, or go R&B and stay gospel. And I found that R&B is so easy to get into, but, you know, gospel is so hard to get into. But I said, God, I need a mixture of something that would be a better fit for Takara, not so I can blend with other gospel artists, but something that will pull me aside and make me a little bit different. And so I got into the neo-soul jazz rhythm, and I found my place of love, and I really love the rhythms and, you know, how it makes me feel, and how it's calming and it's relaxing, and it's just really a good worship mode. You know, it's really what brings me into neo soul. So I love worship music. So that's really what it is for me. I know other people may have their own definition of what neo soul is, but for me, it just puts me in a place where I'm able to worship God, and I'm able to hear Him. You know, so that is my definition of neo soul gospel.
Huh. Okay, so because to me, when I listen to neo soul, the first thing I think about is it's a pure sound, meaning that computer generations going on. This is straight up instrumental, you know, real musicians playing real instruments.
Yes.
You know, there's a real drummer and not no hand clap beat going on in the back. There's real bass player, not an 808 dropping the bass line in the background. There's real guitars and all that kind of stuff going on.
Yes.
Piano and the keyboard is authentic. You know, that's somebody really just sitting right there tickling that ivory and doing it and making it pop. And then the vocalist is not sitting there. You know, a lot of neo soul albums have been quote unquote semi live. And what I mean by that is, like, you know, they record a piece of it in the studio, but then they record other pieces of it live, like on stage. You know, they already have the songs and been singing the songs and stuff, but they bring it on stage and they just
correct.
Blow it out the water and they free flow with it, because when the music hits you, you know, and just like I know when we are in a state of worship in church, you know, a lot of times
yes.
when the song is going on, that
yes.
song is only meant to play for like 5 minutes, but
yes.
it can go
yes.
10, 12 minutes.
10,
it can
12
go 10,
minutes,
12
correct,
minutes because,
correct.
You know, the vibe and the spirit hits and boom, you know, it just
yes.
it's just different people playing, different people singing. Sometimes, I mean, I've even, you know, we've all been a part of worship services where spirits just felt so heavy that
yes.
if that music stopped, it would be dead silence for
yes.
God knows how long, because of the
yep.
way the spirit will fall. So
that
the
is
reason
so true.
The music goes is because it just flows. So, and it, to me, that is what I think of when I hear neo soul. Is that
yes.
the music just runs and it flows and it pops and there's no
yes.
up or down with it. So, you know.
It sets the atmosphere, what it does. It really just creates an atmosphere for worship. And, I mean, there are beats and rhythms that are very energetic as well in the neo-soul genre. But for the most part, it's very calming, very relaxing, very systematically together, put together. You know, you're able to hear different instruments when you're not able to hear a lot of instruments in a lot of rap songs or, you know, R&B songs. You know, you mostly hear the vocalist. But I absolutely love neo-soul jazz. I love everything about it. And like I said before, it just really sets the atmosphere for me. I'm able to hear God and reach God at a whole different level that I wasn't able to before. And I'm excited about it.
That is awesome, awesome, awesome. So, you know, I know that we do have a bit of a song here for you all, for our listening audience to feast their hungry ears on here. And this is actually a live performance of Miss Takara Hyde in action. So please kind of give us a description, you know, what led you at that point in time to pick this particular song that we're about to play?
Well, You Are Holy is by Lisa McClendon, and it's one of those songs where, you know, it's really a reverence to God. It's a praise and worship song, and I picked the song because I wanted to do something a little different. I didn't want to do the same traditional song, churchy song, even though I was going to a very churchy church at that moment where I was singing the song at live. But I wanted to do something different. I wanted to create an atmosphere of worship. And I chose the song, and it fit perfectly, and everybody enjoyed it. And I got a lot of very good accolades behind it, and I'm excited for everybody to take a listen and hear it. And if you want to see it live, you're welcome to go on my YouTube page and check it out live.
All right, all right, all right. Well, as we are about to roll into the song, ladies and gentlemen, on the Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey today, we have Miss Takara Hyde, and we're about to play for you right now. You Are Holy, a live cut from Miss Takara. Please be blessed by what you hear today. Thank you so much for joining us on the Success Factor.
It looked like I was going to make it. I had seizures, blood pressure went up. Everything worked out fine because God came in right in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And I am a firm believer that He will work this out in His own way.
Amen.
So, my husband was taking care of my oldest son, and I was left in the room by myself. And I began to cry. And I said, Lord, I don't know what to say. I'm a singer. I've been singing since age 5. speechless, and all that I can say. Hallelujah. You are holy.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you hear that range in that? We could hear that range in that in that video.
Yes.
And shout out, and I'm telling you, shout outs to you for really 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 blessing our hearts with that
Yes,
that song.
And shout out to your husband for cheering you on as much as he was. I mean, your husband was giving you good chops, and I know that's what that was.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I hope everybody enjoyed that. It was a blessing. It really was.
Awesome. So, as we come through to this point right now, what is up next for Takara? What are the things that you got on fire? What's coming up throughout the rest of 2015? Because you know it's already June, so you got about 6 months left in this year to really grind it out and get it out. So, what is next for Ms. Takara Hyde through the rest of 2015?
All right. Well, I'm excited about the rest of 2015. I am working on my first project that is entitled Me and Music. I've just finished my cover photo shoot, my album cover photo shoot on this past weekend. I will be going into the studio really soon and recording my first single. And I'm very excited about it. Also, I have a couple of ministry outings. I'll be in Long Beach, California in August, the fourth Saturday in August at the First Providence Baptist Church. Pastor Artis Lanier is the pastor there. Also, I'll be performing some of my music from my single at the Announcers Guild Gala in Houston in November. I think it's the second week in November, or I think it's sometime in November. Not really sure what the dates are, but it will be in November. It's like the week before Thanksgiving.
I'll be in Houston.
And, of course, I'll be on my post at my church, Christian Chapel, Temple of Faith. And that's pretty much it. Oh, okay. Thank you, hubby. Hubby got the dates. It's the Announcers Guild Gala. It's November 20th through the 21st at 2015 at the Sheraton Hotel in Houston, Texas. And I'm excited about doing this. I've been to the galas before, but never by myself. So I've always been with somebody else. So now I'm doing my project, and you guys just keep us lifted up in prayer, and we'll see you there.
All right. So if you are in Long Beach, California, look out for her in August. I'm telling you right now, she's coming to tear the house down in August. So look out for her there in Long Beach, California. Also,
yes.
Houston, Texas at the Announcers Guild. Please be on the lookout for her near Thanksgiving in November on the 20th and 21st. Y'all be ready to check her out. She is really, really doing something big now, and we are really, 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 really blessed to have such an amazing talent with us on our show. Also, Ms. Takara,
yes.
That was one thing. Now, earlier you talked about who you list, who you know some of your inspirations were, like even right now. So, like, who do you listen to? Who does Takara listen to on a regular basis just to get that inspiration? Like before she goes in and does her thing, who does Takara
listen to? Definitely have to say right now, I can say what's in my stereo right now would probably be a Little Mary Mary, maybe. Layla Hathaway is really who I'm digging on right now. So I'm infatuated with her voice and her range and her technique and her skill. And so and just the music itself, and even my 2-year-old knows her song. So my 3-year-old knows her song. So I'm very elated to listen to anything that she puts out. She can sing her ABCs in her sleep, and I'll listen to it. So I would have to say most definitely Layla Hathaway.
All right, all right. And in knowing you and your husband, I know you all are a praying couple. So what
yes.
would you say? What would you say is one of the biggest influences that God has placed in your life? I mean, I know God is everything to everybody, but what is something that God just has done so amazing for you that has led you to be, at least right now, at the point that you are right now, preparing to move to that next level?
Well, you know, my husband is my push. I've been dreaming about being a gospel artist for years, and he kind of threw me in the hot seat, you know, there for a moment. He, you know, told me to get my website started and gave me a week to get it done. And I'm looking like, do you know what goes on in a week? You know how, you know, you gave me a week. You know what all entails to, you know, build a website? Do you understand how to build a website? He's like, no, but I know you need to get it done in a week. So I had a week to get it done, and I launched it, and everybody, you know, fell in love with it. I got a call from a producer, right, but it wasn't even 30 minutes after I, you know, after I launched it, which was Carnell Morrell, and he contacted me, and he was, he has a new project coming out as well, and he came to Dallas to promote his project, and he had time to sit and talk to me about my project and gave me some good advice about the project and told me that, hey, you just got a little couple more things doing, you're on your way. So it was pretty much, I have to say, God pushing my husband to push me. So sometimes you need that little push, you know. So I would have to give all props to God and my husband for pushing me.
Okay, all right. So basically, you were just kind of like, based on what I'm gathering from the story, is basically you were just in a position where you were, you knew this is the direction you wanted to go. But you were like, okay, I don't know what I got to do and everything. You know, you and your husband had talked about it, and like you said, you prayed about it and so forth. And so just through inspiration from what God gave your husband, he said you need to put up a website. And you said within 30 minutes of the launch, that's when you got the call from Ms. Morrell, the producer.
Yes. And also another factor within that is Miles Tate III, who has his own production company, and he talked to me about my career, and I was telling him how hungry I was about the ministry that God has called me to do, and he along with my husband, you know, are collaborating and talking about, you know, what needs to be done. And I think, like I said, it's the people that I have around me that is, you know, really shooting for the stars for me, you know, and that has my back. And also my pastor, she blessed my project. I showed her a vision of my project. It's just such an amazing journey that I'm on, Ken and Kelsey, because God just put me in the place where people believed in what the vision was that God has placed in my life. My church family, from you and Kelsey, just talking to you guys on a daily basis. I mean, it was amazing how God just orchestrated everything. And he really came through when it all boiled down. It was just the people around me that had faith in who I proclaimed that I wanted to be, you know. So Christian Chapel means everything to me, you know, and I value my church family, and they support me. And so I think that with that being said, those people really pushed in, you know, it's my vehicle to drive onto my destiny.
Awesome. And I heard you say, you know, the people that you surround yourself with. And when it comes to building a platform for success and doing the things that you need to do to move to that next level, one thing that I know Kelsey and I truly agree with is the terms of who you surround yourself with. You know, you can't just surround you. You can't surround yourself with people who are number one negatives.
That's right.
Because negativity is an immediate killer of a lot of dreams, a lot of people's visions towards what they want to do with regards to success and so forth. Then the next thing we look at is also from a perspective of not only the people that you surround yourself with, but what are you feeding yourself? And you couldn't be feeding yourself anything better than not only the word of God, but just keeping that positive energy flowing through, you know,
that's
positive, positive reinforcement, positive things that that you do on a regular basis. And I know, like I said, I know you and your husband have a very, very strong prayer life. So
with that
prayer life, that is a must, and especially with you going into gospel, and with it being such, I want to say a fraternal industry to get into when it comes to music. What is your hope as far as being able to reach people? What is Takara's in game as far as what God has given you through through ministry, through song?
Well, I'm really looking forward to traveling internationally. I would love to do a tour in Europe. I would love to do a tour in Africa. I'm infatuated with Africa. I would love to do something in Japan. I'm really looking forward to taking this thing internationally, as well as doing something in the States, you know, especially with the smaller states that really don't get a lot of gospel artists that come through, you know, because like I said earlier, I grew up in a small town, so the next big town was Dallas. Everybody comes through Dallas, but no one comes through my small town, you know. So being able to travel into towns where, you know, they're, you know, less popular with you know, artists that go through there, you know. So and internationally is something I'm really big about. I would love to do a European tour.
Okay. Awesome.
Well, that sounds fabulous. When you get ready to go on that European tour, let me know.
I sure will, Kelsey.
I'm always the one that's ready to pack up and go.
Yes, ma'am, you are.
But no problem.
Yes,
I am. I'm the one that packs it up. You tell me we're going. I'm going. I'm sorry. I'm not. I'm just one that's gonna go. I'm one that believes in. You know what? When I had learned this lesson so hard and so true. When the opportunity is presented to yourself, you don't have time to decide whether or not I got to get this in order, get that in order, and get this, that, and the third in order. You better go.
Yes.
So when somebody comes and says they're ready and can you be here, if someone wants to call me right now and tell me, can you be in Washington, D.C. by Friday at 12 noon, baby, I'm going to find every I'm going to be in Washington, D.C. by Friday.
I know you will. And ready to shop, right?
And ready to go.
Yes. just to add a little bit, to give a great example of, you know, not being able to sing in small places, I recently sang for my father. He had a benefit program for at Bethany Baptist Church in my hometown of McNeil, Arkansas. And it was an amazing, amazing night full of local talent there, and his choir sang to him. And, I mean, it was some of everybody's there. And, you know, it was a great great experience for me to sing for my father. I haven't sung for my father in years, so to come back home and still be accepted is a great thing. It's a great feeling, you know. So, Ken, when you were asking me where will I go, and, you know, when it comes down to traveling, I would love to do some of the smaller towns that don't get that exposure, don't get that type of big artistry that, you know, you would see in some of the big cities. You know, one of the Southern Gospelaires, they're from Magnolia, Arkansas. And so, you know, some of those people really paved the way for me. And, you know, they still do their thing there locally now. And so I'm very excited about touring and, you know, seeing different things and meeting different people and different on different walks of life. And I'm very excited about this journey.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, we talk on here a lot about the journey, you know, about what we do as far as going on the journey, actually living the journey and doing what is necessary, you know, doing the things that are necessary to get us moving in the right path on that journey.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
It's not stated that it's always perfect, but I
no.
will say this, that when we're on that journey, we are always, always, always prepared and always, always, always ready to go to that next level. Looks like we actually have a caller who's calling in, who's hungry to get a question out to you. We're going to bring them on the line right now.
Sure.
And we're going to go ahead and open it up to any questions. So, caller, if you would just state your name and where you're from. We have your last four as 1145. Please state your name and where you're calling from and go ahead with your question.
You should already know by saying the last four digits of that number who this is.
I certainly do. I think that's none other than our lovely Miss Sharice Riley. How are you doing tonight, ma'am?
Hey guys.
Hi.
Y'all can hear my voice. I am really enjoying the show. I kind of got in on a little late because I was, you know, doing some other stuff, but I got on a little late. But I'm really enjoying the show, and I'm really enjoying the conversation that you're having. And I have a question for your guest. I hope I didn't miss her singing already. Did I miss you singing? Did you sing it?
I think you did.
Okay, so you're going to have to sing again before they end the show. You're going to have to sing again before they end the show. Well, my question for you is this.
Yes.
And nowadays in time, you know, with in the music industry and in general, and I know you're a gospel singer and all of that, and you are looking to get yourself out there, and I love the fact that you are focusing on, you know, overseas stuff. You're not trying to just stay in a little box. You're really taking what God put inside you and what he invested inside you and taking it outside of the box and, you know, getting out of your backyard and really launching out in the deep, which is so important. What advice would you have to someone that's listening to the show live or that may be listening to the show or listening to the show later on in the archives that says, you know what, she's actually doing what I've been wanting to do, but I've been so afraid. What advice would you give that person that has an anointing? Because I'm sorry, listen, y'all, you got to have an anointing to sing.
That's
you're
right.
Sing gospel. That actually
That's
has an anointing to sing gospel, but also has the call to sing gospel. What would be some tips that you would give them on, number one, perfecting their craft and, you know, maybe getting themselves out there to start showcasing or marketing themselves as a gospel artist is question number one. And then after you have said, I have a follow-up question.
Yes, to answer your question, I would definitely say conquer your fear. For years, I was afraid of stepping out on my own, that I wasn't good enough for somebody, that I didn't sound like somebody else, or, you know, that my sound wasn't better than theirs. You know, I accepted the fact that I am set apart, I'm different, and yes, I am anointed. I would not apologize for my anointing. If you have a problem with that, then I suggest you go pray about it. That's the first thing. Deal with your fear. The second thing is conquer your fear, meaning put your faith to work. Put your action to work. Put your faith to work. That means if you're at a church and you're afraid to get in the choir, talk to a minister of music and figure out where you're at. Even if you can't hold a note, just get up there and try to do it. Put forth that effort into trying. And if you want to, if you know you have a good voice, But you want to do better, go get a voice training. You can have voice training. But I would definitely say surround yourself with positive people. Oh, my God, I cannot stress that enough, positive people. Even if you have to drop people that are not on your side, that do not see your vision, that do not believe in your vision, it's okay. You'll see them around the way when you come back to them again, and then you'll be in a different position. So that will be my advice to you.
Okay. And did you always have the confidence? Because I hear so much confidence in your voice. That's what made me push the button. I'm like, dog, she sounds really, really confident. Did you always have the confidence that you're alluding right now? And,
no.
And that was my question. If you didn't, how did you find that? Because I find in my profession and what I do deal with, there are so many people that have so many dreams and so many passions in life, but that self-esteem, that no confidence in them has hindered them. So what are some of the things that you did that helped boost your confidence and that you do that keeps you, on that path? And that's my last question.
I would have to definitely say prayer. Prayer helped me. And not just praying to God, but actually listening to what he had to say in his ministry. Because this is not our, we have to understand this is not our ministry. This is God's ministry. And we have to lead, and he has to lead, and we have to follow. And what really helped me, because I didn't have confidence. I knew I could sing. I know I was a good singer. But professionally, I didn't really know professionally that I was a good singer until I stepped out on faith. Like I was saying earlier, until my husband really pushed me to say, hey, babe, you are worth it. You are good. You are what God is calling for right now. You are set apart. You have been set apart. Accept it. And it took me a minute to accept it, but I guess the greatest confidence is Christ. And what really helped me is the scripture, only what you do for Christ will last. Only, again, let me repeat, only what you do for Christ will last. That means no matter if the applause stops, don't matter if nobody says, hey, hallelujah, thank you for blessing us with this song, if God is pleased, then your job is done. So that is what really boosts my confidence is that scripture to say that only what I do for Christ will last.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
I'm hoping that Ken and Kelsey would have you sing a little bit something, before you get off, because I really feel that, God wants to break up some stuff in the atmosphere tonight, and then even when people go back and listen to this show in the archives, that when they hear you sing, that there's going to be some things that's going to be really broken up, that he really wants to break up in the atmosphere, maybe for someone that's listening, maybe for someone that's going to listen. So I'm going to request for you to sing before you end the call. And I'll finish because I don't want to monopolize the time. I'm sure that there are so more people, that may be wanting to call in or ask a question or say anything. So I'm going to back away from the mic right now, but I would definitely love for you to bless us with something, and that will break up some stuff in the atmosphere before you get off the show. Ken, I'm sorry, but I got on this, I was listening, and I'm like, I begin to really connect with her spirit.
Yes.
I can hear the hunger in her.
Indeed.
I can hear the drive in her. I hear the passion in her. I hear the confidence in her. And that's not something I have heard in a very long time, especially from somebody in the gospel industry. I hear such an authenticity for God and a love for God.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay, I got to chime in and say something, because I don't hear this often. I hear a lot of people going into the gospel industry or the gospel arena or wanting to sing gospel, but it's like, oh, that's the thing to do because I grew up in the church and they got one foot in the church and one foot out. And what I hear from you is a person that's truly sold out. This is your life. This is who you are. You're not, saying I'm singing gospel just because that's the thing to do, but this is really who you are. And that's so amazing to me. So I definitely had to chime in and say something. And you know, all of that good stuff. But
well,
I need to have you come
so
sing at one of my events soon.
Yes.
You're welcome.
All right.
Okay, kids.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Sharice. Thank you so much. All right. So real quick, we got about three minutes left in the show. We're going to have you sing that song, Takara, but before you do, can you please tell folks how they can reach out to you? Give us your Facebook, your Twitter, your website. Give us all of it here and then take us out.
All right. You can reach Takara at www.takara, it's spelled T-O-C-C-A-R-A, neosoulgospel.com. For booking information, you can contact us at 214-483-9820. By email, it's Takara, T-O-C-C-A-R-A, H-Y-D-E, at ymail.com. And on my Twitter page, I don't have that Twitter information, but it's connected to my Facebook account. So just get with us, and we'll be there for you.
All right. And what's that Twitter account again? What's that Facebook account again? Sorry.
Facebook, you can just contact Takara L. Hyde on Facebook. And, again, that website information is www.tocaraneosoulgospel.com.
All right. Well, I just want to thank you all so much for joining us. Kelsey, you got any few last words for the audience before we let Mr. Carr rip it out? Kelsey, where you at, baby?
I'm here. I'm sorry. You guys, I know I don't have any last words, but, you know, I just want to thank the listeners for tuning in to The Success Factor with Kendrick and Kelsey, as always, and always tune in to us on Sunday nights with the relationship specialist himself, Mr. Montavia Morrow, and then, of course, on Monday nights here in The Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey, and then Tuesday nights with our Business Makeover Edition.
All right. Well, we do thank you all so much for joining us tonight. We got about a minute left, so Mr. Carr, please, just blow into the ears of the people and let them hear you.
All right. Thank you so much for having me. I can search the heavens high. I can search the earth below, but there's no one. There is no one so holy, no one so worthy, no one so faithful. There is no one, Jesus, no one like you. Thank you for having me, Ken and Kelsey.
You're so welcome, man.
You're so
everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And everybody on the Success Factor line tonight, send us your shouts on our social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We all out there. So please tune in, and we'll see you on the other side with the Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey. God bless.